Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell us.
We bless your holy name, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord God. We come to receive on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some honor and glory right now because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's enter in this day. Amen. With all praise and glory and honor to our Heavenly Father, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, that you sent to save us, amen. Oh, we lift up our eyes right now to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, God. We give it all over to you right now. Let us enter in with all praise, the Lord. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now, great and mighty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not by might, but not by power, but by your spirit, God. Move on us and move in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit that the truth of that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord God. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, the right heart repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men of flesh, they will shall fall short of your glory. My Lord, my God, we come to humble you, not to just come out of our own will, oh God, but we come to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, move on us right now, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. Yea, even pounds of the court of the Lord our God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is our heart's cry, our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Oh, Lord, we come to you with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for loving us that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. Amen. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us, that heals us, that delivers us, amen, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. We thank you for your blood, Jesus. Hallelujah, that delivered us, hallelujah, from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Oh, Father God, we repent for right now, forever agreeing with the devil lies, amen. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a strong hold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and in the secret and defiance of your love. Now we destroy and break all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, who you are, and what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, unteachable spirit, spirit of manipulation, every controlling spirit, spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of pride, of unbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, and fear. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, pain, discomfort, and infirmity. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty and lack and death. We come against every spirit of destruction and death. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of our family, come out of our loved ones right now and cease your works in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never to return to us. We decree and declare deliverance on today, amen? And we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We choose now, hallelujah, by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them now, amen, and we ask you to forgive them, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We forgive ourselves, hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, and or to be led by the enemy lies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, by faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse against our life and, hallelujah, in our family bloodline right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths, alliances that we may have knowingly and unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw a bloodline now, and we decree and declare that we are redeemed from all curses because you were made a curse on the cross, that we may receive your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our waymaker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We shut and close every door that the enemy has been operating through right now to cause confusion, to cause division, to cause sickness, to cause destruction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And never be open again to us. And we open up the doors of blessings and favor, hallelujah, of the Lord our God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed, and we are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to go, never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son is set free is free indeed. Amen. We thank you for our freedom. Amen. In Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you for our liberty. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Amen. Help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with God and fear as your word commands. Help us to capture every doubt that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk in your ways, in your your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Fill us to overflow with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let change come right now. Hallelujah. Let change bring forth stealing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh where we've been emptied up. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew the fire. Renew the zeal. Renew the passion and desire to serve God. Renew us right now, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let us, my Father, hallelujah. In heaven, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every anti-power bondage in our life break right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever the devil has put limitations that we would not have the power of God on our life, we break those limitations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we command peace be still. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life and those in our family and all in service on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us, where there is any filthiness, let it be burned away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, oh God, we thank you. Lord, heal every area of our lives where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointment, or limitations. Heal, Lord, completely, oh God, we ask. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, help us on today. For your word says that you're ever present help in a time of need, oh God. Lord, we need you right now. For your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver us out of all our troubles. Lord, we cry out today, not just for ourselves, but those in our family, those that we love and concerned about, for we are the body of Christ. Amen. We cry out for the body of Christ. Your word says that you're coming back for your church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help us on today to be all that you called us to do, oh God, and be. Oh, Lord, help us to feel every assignment that you have placed in our hands, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture, Lord, that the word that will go forth from the mouth of your pastor, God, your minister, God, that it will speak with the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that it will take root in us, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts and on our mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect things, oh Lord, as your word go forth, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory, victory, victory right now over every area of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you purge the land of the wicked one so that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare by faith that we are covered from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from every attack of the enemy, everything that's attached to itself, to us, or on us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by faith, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit upon us. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are established to the end. Amen. We are made dear to the hallelujah to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and free indeed. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than conquered through Christ Jesus who come to the world. We're joined now with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in Christ by his doing. We are accepted in the beloved. We are complete in him and we're crucified with Christ Jesus. We are alive with Christ and we are free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God. We are qualified to share in his inheritance. We are firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We're born of God and the evil one cannot touch us. Amen. Well, hallelujah. We are his faithful followers. We are fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and Father Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by faith, standing on the promises of God, which is yea and amen, that we're overtaken with blessing. Amen. We're his disciples because we have love for others. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. My Lord, my God, we are my workmanship created in faith, peace, and wonderful God. We are the apple of our Father's eye. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we're being changed to see his image right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Lord. We ask Jesus' name that you will purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, Lord God. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to give us and everyone that's been serving on today, as we pray, oh God, today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, and clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Father. And Lord, we pray right now for the lost of this world, oh God, that you would crush the right vapors across their life, oh God, that they may receive your word, oh God, in a special way, that they may ask how can I be saved. And that they will come back, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way over myself. It's all about you. It's not about him. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that your blessings are going and coming on today, oh Lord. And those of us that are traveling right now, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the peace of Christ over every home and vehicle for a form of transportation we may enter in on today as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it. Hallelujah. Every airway, every building, a place of everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall forgive. And Lord, we just want to stay faithful. We decree and declare by faith that it is so. Hallelujah. There shall be no other way. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ for every prayer that went forth. Oh Lord, we thank you, for you are the head of our life and the lift of our head. And we decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in the heart. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise right now. Come on. Will you just thank God right now? If you receive that prayer by faith, shall it be unto you and all that's in your household. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We welcome you all on today. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor
Dorsey Manning
and Apostle Kawanika Manning. We welcome Amen. You. It is a glorious day that the Lord has made. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. This is definitely a glorious day. We're just so happy to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
We welcome every single one here to Sunday service this afternoon. Thank everybody for coming this morning, but thank you for coming to church this afternoon.
Yes,
like my wife said, this is God's day. This is the day that the Lord has made for us, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in it because he's so good. He's so good and so worthy to be praised. Amen. So welcome every single one of our family members and friends here in Texas. Amen. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for inviting us into your homes. Thank y'all so much. So much. Every single, all of our neighboring cities of Texas, Houston, and all its surrounding areas. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this afternoon. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters. They're here in the neighboring state of Louisiana, North Louisiana and South Louisiana. Welcome, y'all. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for loving us and for coming to church. Amen. We are all here on one accord right here in the presence of the Lord. We welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here from New York. Amen. New York and all this area, New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, all the surrounding areas up there, Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice. We thank y'all for being here and for not only you coming, but y'all also invite your friends, your church members, you know, your neighbors. You invite every single one to come to church, and they do come to church. So we thank y'all. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for inviting us into y'all's homes in the name of Jesus. Minister Learn Green, oh, he preached a mighty word this morning. Amen. He's right here with us. He's a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. He's there in Chicago, Illinois. So welcome every single one from Illinois and all this areas there, Chicago and all those areas up there. You know, welcome, welcome, welcome. We just want to welcome every single body. If you are streaming online, we welcome you as well. We thank you. We know some are at work, some are with the family members or wherever they may be at. But we thank y'all for coming to church. Amen. If you do have any prayer petitions, this is that time to bring it all over to Jesus and pray. Pray about it. You know, God tells us to pray about everything. Pray about all things. And we are that two or three. He tells us in the Bible, you know, and when we come together, you know, when we come together and asking those things in prayer in his name, he said that he will do. So if you do have anything you want to bring to the altar, you want to bring to Jesus in prayer, you know, this is that time. If you are online and you have something that you in need of, something that you want to pray about, you know, do call in 845-277-9213. Press 1. Or if you're on right now, press 1. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from, you know, what your prayer petition is. You know, Apostle Tawanik and I, we would love to pray with you and to pray for you in the name of Jesus. So welcome, 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 every single one. Amen, amen again.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have our scripture reading. It's going to come out of the book of Jeremiah. Yeah. Jeremiah 17. Verse 9 and 10, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. I pray you all can hear me well. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 to 10, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. See, God makes it clear why we sin. It's a matter of the heart. Our hearts have been inclined towards sin from the time we were born. It is easy to fall into the routine of forgetting and forsaking God. But we can still choose whether or not to continue in sin. We can yield to a specific temptation, amen, or we can ask God to help us resist temptation when it comes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joel Washington from New York, New York. God bless you, Brother Joel. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I just thank God. I want y'all to keep my family in prayer because my nephew's still going through whatever God is putting through y'all. Just keep him in prayer. His name is Antonio Washington, and I know God is able to do everything but fail. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, you ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transition. None on earth can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You better hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will never leave you. Whatsoever yield may bring. If my earthly friends forsake me, still so closely to his hand. You better hold to his hand. To God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Saints, you better hold to his hand. To God's unchanging hand. Oh, to his hand. To God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to use you, Brother Joel. May God continue to pour into you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll have the preach word. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to strengthen
me.
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
the mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice. For me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy, not for your grace.
Amazing.
Yeah, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed.
Come on. your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. Bring them to Jesus. We come to bring you to the Lord our God. Amen. We've come to the message part of the service. Amen. At this time, you prepare yourself, your hearts and mind. We welcome in the Holy Spirit to have his way for our pastor. Amen. Pastor Doris, amen. And a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing to pray, a man who is willing and able to go the extra mile for others, a man that loves his family. Amen. A man that is willing and open to receive what God has for him in the name of Jesus. I present to you no other than God's anointed, God's appointed for such a time as this, my husband, God's prophet, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank you so much, Apostle, and my beautiful wife.
Amen.
I thank you so much for this warm introduction, but all honor and glory go to God, the Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if it had not been for him, if it had not been for the Lord, I would not be here, and I would not be able to be a carrier of his word. So I thank God for this opportunity. I'm so grateful, you know, to be right here, you know, to allow God to use me as he sees so fit. And I thank every single one of you, you know, that have welcomed me, excuse me, that have welcomed me to be a minister, you know, to minister to you. You know, it's not my words that I minister. It's God's word that I minister. So we thank God. Amen. We thank God. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over to the book of Philippians, and we'll start right here at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And we'll start verses 1 and 2. We'll start Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And the word came to me today, you know, for us to open up to God. So that's the topic. That's the, if you need a heading or a topic, you know, to follow along with, open up to God, hear him speak the truth.
Amen.
Open up to God, hear him speak the truth. You know, this is what we'll be reading here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, you know, so we can be able to keep up, you know, with knowing, you know, what the lesson is. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give us to hear your voice.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you speak to our minds. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you speak to our hearts. We pray, Father, that you be every single word that proceeds out of my mouth right now in the name of Jesus, that it may touch the hearts, that he may change the lives of these here, your children, Father, that you have placed right here in your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing it all for us in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take away from it in the name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirit that showed up to church this afternoon. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say you go right now in Jesus' name, for you are not welcome here. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Open up to God, church. Open up to God and hear him speak the truth. This is such a mighty word. See, a lot of times, you know, we, as being in the body of Christ, and even those who, you know, have not decided, you know, to be born again, we still hear from God. We still hear from God. God is so gracious in us that he always speaking. He's always talking to us. He's always giving us a good word to remind us of who he is and that he is for us and that he is coming again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verses 1. Let's start here at verse 1. Let's get the word of God. The word of God establishes the foundations in our lives. So let's always start out with prayer and thanksgiving. And then after prayer and thanksgiving, let us go to the word of God. For the word of God is the very thing that we need. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, it reads here, Paul and Timothy as a servant of Jesus, the servant of Jesus Christ, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, who says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. For it says, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. 5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that is which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. 7, in as it is met for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as so much as both my bounds and in defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. 8, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in my bounds in Jesus Christ. 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. 11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, until the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church, and this letter that he's writing, that he wrote here to Philippi, we need to understand that Apostle Paul was encouraging the church. Amen. So make sure we understand what's going on. He's encouraging the church, you know, to be thankful and to give grace unto God our Father and in Jesus Christ, remembering what you have already heard, remembering who you are. And there is, you know, it goes on and on, you know, to say right here, but we need to understand that this letter is very important, because when I say open up to God and hear him speak the truth, we need to understand, like I said a little bit earlier, that, you know, God is always speaking, but can you hear him? Can you hear him? And even when you hear him, are you ready to be a doer of what it is that he is speaking, that he's telling you? Now, I heard from God this morning. You know, God speaks to my heart, and a lot of times, you know, I be having so many things that's, you know, on my mind. It's just so many things, you know, that be going on. You know, these very things that be going on, it tends to drown out what God is saying to you. Or it tends to, you hear it, but you just don't pay no mind to it, because I'll get back to you a little bit later on. You know, I'm worried about this. I'm concerned about that. You know, I got to go here first. And when I get there, and then, you know, I'll sit down and I'll hear you, what you have to say, you know, but I'm about to go over here and do this right now. I have to show up to work. We make all these excuses. We make all these excuses, you know, just because we got so much going on in our life that we make so important. So when I say open up to God and hear and speak truth relating to this letter that Apostle Paul is writing here, see, we need to understand that the gospel, this was Apostle Paul, what he's saying over here in Scripture. He says, grace and peace be unto you, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's over here in verses 2. And then we read on down here, what he says right here in verses 9, he said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and all judgment. 10 says that you may approve things that are excellent, that may be sincere and without offense until the day that he's come. So here Apostle Paul is reminding, you know, the church, you know, that Jesus is coming again, that he's coming again. And this is the good news. This is where we, as being the church, so you know, he's writing his letter to the church. Amen. So I want to show you how this relates to you. Don't you know that we are the church? Don't you know that you are the church? There's so many things that can try to get your attention. There's so many things that can try to get you to think about this and to think about that, and you worry about this and stress out about that. But what does that have to do with the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ, who have already taken care of it all? You know, if you're not hearing from God, if you're not hearing God speak to you, then you need to know that you're hearing something. There's something that's being spoken to you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and you just go through the whole day. You ain't heard nothing. You ain't seen nothing. And you ain't doing anything. You ain't thinking nothing. No, nobody goes through a day like that. We go out through the day, even when we sleep, we're thinking about things. But when you wake up in the morning, your mind automatically goes to a place where it starts to thinking about something. They start to thinking about something. And whatever that is, you need to know you will start moving into that direction. You will start moving into that direction. And I like how Apostle Paul puts it right here when he says, he's reminding the church about the gospel. You know, the gospel is the good news.
Amen.
Amen. This is the good news. So we need to know what the good news is. The good news, church, is that Jesus Christ, he have already overcome this world. Amen.
Amen.
He lived in this world. He overcame every single thing that this world had to destroy him. He defeated Satan. He gave his life for us. He gave his life up for us as a ransom, a propitiation for the reconciliation. That means that purchase relationship of man and God. Man and God. So we need to understand that. See, this is good news. This is the good news. This is the gospel. See, this is what should be on our minds. This should be what we are thinking about every single day. This should be the word that we should be telling one another. Amen. We should be encouraging one another, like Apostle Paul encouraging the church right here in Philippi, that Jesus Christ is coming again. And not only is Jesus Christ coming again, he have already done every single thing, and tell us to preach this word, to preach this good news, preach this good news. This should be on your mind. This should be in your heart, that he coming again for his church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I believe that this is what God is speaking to us every single day. Every single day, he's speaking this to us, that I'm coming again. I'm near you. I'm near you. Don't worry about that. See, when you go outside and then, you know, you see something that's very disturbing and your heart and your mind start to drift in a different direction. See, we need to open up and hear God with Jesus. Like Jesus, he'll speak to you and he'll say, I'm coming again. I'll take care of all of that. See, don't be distracted by that, what's going on in the world. I need you to keep on going. I got somewhere for you to go. I got something for you to do, my brothers and my sisters. See, we need to understand when God speaks to us, he's not just speaking to us, you know, just for us just to stay the same. God is speaking to us because you need to realize that if you're not hearing God, then you're definitely going to be hearing the words of self or somebody that's in this world or the worldly, or you'll be hearing Satan. We need to understand that. Open up to God.
Amen.
And hear him speak. Speak what, Pastor? with the good news that Jesus Christ is coming again. The gospel.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. My Lord.
I heard the Lord speak to me, and we got to be honest with ourselves. We all hear God speak to us. We all hear God speak to us, but the difference is, will you do what it is that he's telling you to do? It's one thing to hear from God, and then we go off and, you know, God spoke to me, and he said this, and he said that, and we'd be right on point because God, he does speak to us, and he does tell us things. But it's a totally different thing that when you hear from God, and then you do what he say. See, we can just get to that place where we get all excited because, God, oh, God spoke to me. Oh, my goodness, God spoke this word, but then we don't do nothing. Well, if you really look at it, or if you really think about that, here it is. We have a Lord and Savior that he is our God, and he's speaking to us, and then we don't do anything. You know, we have mothers and fathers and mentors and people, you know, that speak to us, and they're telling us, you know, something that's good, something that's going to be for our benefit. But what if they told us to them, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you, and, oh, I received that, and then we don't do nothing. Well, it's just it's the same as you have even heard them at all because you don't do anything. So that means as a consequence, you just stay in the same place, going through the same things that you're going through, being beat up, broke down. Then you go hear something from a stranger, and then you run off and you go do what the stranger say with no faith in it at all. You just go do it because everybody else is doing it. My Lord, my God, open up your hearts. Open up your ears and hear from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you hear God speak, church? That's the question. Can you hear God speak to you? Or is your focus on something else? See, maybe something is distracting you right now.
Jesus.
So you might be right here. You might be right here in Sunday service this afternoon, and you're hearing, you know, this word go forth, and you're hearing, you may think that you're hearing my voice, but you need to understand that God is on the inside, and I'm just being a vessel that he can flow through. See, God speaks to you because he wants you to be a doer of his word, but not that he wants you to be like Apostle Paul. He's saying that he is a witness of the gospel. God wants you to be a carrier of the gospel. Can he use your body? Can he use your voice? You may be distracted with something right now. Or you may even realize that, you know what, things are in this world are getting so intense. You know, we can talk about a few years ago, we were talking about the coronavirus and, you know, and then there we started talking about, this is the stuff that we start talking about. You know, we was talking about it so much, we seen it on the news, we heard it on the news, and we got into a place to where we just started moving like the world was moving. But here we are the church. We are the church, and God is speaking to us. Hallelujah. But can we hear his voice? See, we would be of Christ, but here it is that we doing what the world says for us to do. We hear these instructions, then we go do that. So many distractions, so many things that can form. We see things are getting intense. We look at, we go to the grocery stores and we see how they didn't hike the price up on this and hike the price up on that. And you go over here to the fill-up station and you fill your cars up, and we see that they didn't hike the price up, and that automatically causes you to start thinking and start to go in a certain place. You go in that place of worry. You go in that place of stress. You start talking about all these things that's going on in the world. But here it is, what's going on in the world is not so much you should be concerned about it, because we are the body of Christ. We got Christ Jesus. And because we got Christ Jesus, he has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. God wants us to depend upon him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to depend on him and not worry about a thing, because anybody will admit to that. Amen. 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 Let us move on. You know, when I stop to think about, okay, where I'm at right now in life, I'm not here, you know, to try to say that I have arrived to a place where, mm-hmm. you know, things don't concern me. Like, I just live in this world and, you know, like, things of this world, they don't cause me to go into the different, you know, avenues of worry and stressing about things. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that this relationship that I have with God, church, which is the same relationship that God wants every single one, you know, to have, is to knowing that he give us every single thing so we can be able to live in this world, but live in this world in success, in prosperity.
And then, yes, Lord.
But you can't hear him. That's all I'm saying. You can't hear him. So that's what I'm saying is you have to make up in your mind that you're going to open up to God and hear him speak. Hey, man, let's move forward. Why is that, Pastor? Why do I need to do that? Well, Apostle Paul is writing this letter, you know, to the church, you know, for us to remember that we are living in this age of grace. That's right there in 2. He says grace. Don't you know grace? That's a person. Grace, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Grace be unto you and peace. If you just thought about it and you just really think about, you know, grace and who he is and what he has come to do, then you will understand that what God is speaking to you is for you to enter into a peaceful place in yourself,
yes.
in your mind. In your heart, a peaceful place, not worrying about it. That's what you say, grace and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and from Jesus Christ. This is so important for us. We need to understand that God is speaking to us right now for us to remember that you are in grace. See, when something rises, when something come up, let's say if you, for example, you're having a conversation and your almost adult child, they get beside themselves and start to rise up and they say something that'll move you out of that place of peace, you need to take
Jesus.
A stand and say, I'm in peace. I'm in grace. I got Jesus. Hallelujah. See, that may not come out of your mouth, but see, that needs to be in your heart. You need to say that in your heart because you may say something or you may do something that's not of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that again. See, we find ourselves in situations every single day where things happen, and here it is that God begin to speak to us, and he tell us that grace is with you. See, you have to hold up that mountain and say, I'm in grace. See, I got
I'm
the peace,
grace.
And I'm not gonna let you, you're a hard-headed son or you hard-headed daughter, to strip
Jesus.
Me or to take me out of that place of knowing that I'm in grace or knowing that I'm in peace. I ain't gonna let you do that because I know you're being used right now. And then you have to let the Word
mm-hmm.
of God minister to you. Let the Word of God
yeah.
minister to you so you know how to handle these situations. You have to know how to handle it. You know how to handle it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Or here it is that you're having a conversation with a brother or a sister, and I may not think all the thoughts like you think it. I may not agree with every single thing that you say, but one thing that is, you know, the truth, whatever conversation that we have, that conversation needs to reflect back to the gospel. It needs to reflect back to the good news. See, Jesus Christ has to be a reference inside of our communicating with one another.
Mm.
Because if you're right here in a place where you're talking to your brother, or you're talking to your sister, and you can't hear God, see, you might find yourself inside of a conversation where you don't know your way out and to find yourself arguing and fighting and comparing your
Jesus.
Thoughts and their thoughts together to try to see who know the most or let me see what
yeah.
I can do to turn you. See, you better know, you better be able to hear from God. you need to know that you need to be able to hear from God. See, that was what Apostle Paul is telling the church right here. He says it right here in Philippians chapter 1 and verses 10. He said that you may be approved those things that are excellent. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that are excellent, that may be sincere without offense to the day that Jesus Christ comes. So you need to understand that that's for us. That's for us. Jesus Christ did not find it robbery being equal to God. We need to know that. God did not find a robbery being equal to God, that he was made himself of no reputation and took on the form of man as a servant. So he, being fashioned just like us, he, and how it says he humbled himself, how he humbled himself in becoming obedient unto death, even unto the cross. See, I just read that from Ephesians chapter 2. Need to understand, you know, that being humble, hallelujah. See, this is an example that Jesus Christ had already set the foundation for us to be humble. Don't you know that God exalts the humble? Hallelujah. The
mm-hmm.
humble. See, when you're humble, that means that you can, hear. That means you're in that place of peace. That means that right there in that place where I trust in you, Lord. See, that's that dependency. God wants us to depend on him. But can you hear him? See, the lesson today is open up to God and hear him speak the truth. See, this word, this very word that we're reading right now, church, this very word that we're reading right now, see, this is the truth.
Amen.
See, we find ourselves in places to where we just don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. So some of us will do these. This when we don't know what to do, some of us will do this very thing here. We would say to ourselves, well, you know what? I don't know what to do because the electricity bill done gotten so high. So if I only got a raise on my job, then I would make some more money. Then I'll be able to do. We actually say this and don't even know what's going on right there. See, we stop thinking about God operating in our life and him being our provider, providing all our needs. See, we go into that place of, first we, you may go in that place where, you, where you're worried about something, then you start saying what you can do. If this right here job was to do this for me, then I'll be able to do. So you might be that person. Or you might be that person that you just don't do anything at all. You know, it is what it is. Well, see, this is a direct understanding of that lack of knowledge, that lack of understanding who God is, that lack of communication, that lack of trusting in him, that lack of personal relationship, knowing that you have a Savior.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Open up to God, church. Open up to God. This word right here that we're reading right now, we need to understand something. Over here in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 1. It says here, finally, my brother, this is Apostle Paul right here in chapter 1. It says, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Now, listen to what he says here, too. He says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of contention. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. For it says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised on the eighth day, the stocks of Israel and the tribes of Benjamin and Hebrew of Hebrews and touching the law of Pharisee. Six says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, though I counted it lost in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's understand, church, that we are to rejoice because of what Jesus Christ has already done. Apostle Paul, what he's saying right here, that he's rejoicing right now. See, he ain't worried about what's going on with him right now. See, Apostle Paul was in something. Obviously, right, he's writing to the church. See, I'm in something. See, don't worry about, that I'm in something because God is with me right now. Whether he be in prison or what, he still is writing this letter to encourage the church to keep on trusting in Jesus Christ. See, when you get into something, see, what he's saying is that he been cut off. See, we're not like we used to be. That's what I'm trying to say. We are not the same who we used to be. See, we had been circumcised. I mean, we've been cut off from the world. We have been cut off from the old self. And then, see, now we have been redeemed in Christ Jesus, that we not who we used to be. So therefore, we're not trusting into the law or trusting to the things that we used to trust in. We're trusting in Jesus because who he have made us to be, which is his righteousness.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be like the commoners. See, you need to know how to turn your ears off to the world and the worldly. Yeah, it's going to come. It's going to sound some. There's some juicy news right here. Look at what so-and-so is doing over here. Have you heard about this? See, you need to open up, and when you speak to me, I need to hear Jesus somewhere. I need to hear some good news in there. See, there's so many people that are bearers of bad news. See, we go around with all this bad news, and then, people that don't know no better. When I'm saying don't know no better, that's not in the Word of God. You'll be conformed to it because you don't have no other way to think because you're not hearing from God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So we have already found out right here today, church, to open up so you can hear from God, hear the truth. That takes knowing that grace is available for you. Peace is available for you through Christ, through God, and through Christ Jesus. The good news have already been preached. And because the good news have already been preached, to us, we are carriers or partakers of that good news. We are partakers of grace through Christ Jesus. Grace is a person. Jesus Christ, full of grace, full of truth. Our conversation to reflect the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his finished works, what he have already done. See, we are the church. So that means that things that are going on in this world, we're not so much concerned about these things because we are the body of Christ. So because we are the body of Christ, we are in control of what goes on in the world because we come together being on one accord and according to Scripture. I ain't got time to read it all. You can read it for yourself. Philippians 1, chapter 1, all the way through 4. And you will see what I'm saying. But we are all one in the body of Christ, and we need to understand that this is where our thought life should be. This is where our hearts should be. We should open up to God to hear his voice because he's full of mercy. He's full of grace. He's full of the truth. See, we should not be getting full of the world of way of thinking, the philosophies of the world, all this bad news, worrying about the gas prices going up, worrying about the prices of food that's going up, worrying about how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. I got Jesus, and because I got Jesus, I'm not worried about anything because he have already taken care of all things for me. Open your ears up to God and hear his voice, for we are his sheep, hallelujah, and he is the good shepherd. He's speaking to our hearts right now. Don't you hear me, church? I want you to hear Jesus. See, I'm just a vessel, a body that he flows through. And you too, you are vessels, a body that he flows through. When you find yourself in trouble, when you go to Jesus, and you say, God, I know that you have already done it all. I'm just going to rejoice
as I read over in your word, because you, Father God, are a finished work. And I know that you have already taken care of this thing. So I'm going to go ahead on and get glad, because I know that you are coming again. Jesus Christ is coming again for his church without spot or wrinkle. But while we're here, the Bible says over here in Philippians chapter 4 and 13, says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm going to tell you right now, church, if you believe that through Christ, you can do all things. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because he is your strength.
Amen.
You need to know that God is your refuge and God is your fortress. Open up your ears so you can hear God. He's going to speak the truth to you, because he's going to lead you out of the place where you are and lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because he's coming again. And when he do come again, he want to find you without spot or without wrinkle. Hallelujah. Blameless. Hallelujah. Because you got the good news on the inside. The gospel of Jesus Christ is all in you and is all over you. And I say to you, church, when I close, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have preached to our heart on this day. We decree and we declare that we are saved because you have saved us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us right now. We thank you, Father God, that when we open up to you, hear your voice, that we are that vessel, that body that you can flow through. Somebody needs to hear the good news. Hallelujah. And we know, Father God, that you've given us this opportunity to be bearers, fruit bearers of the good fruit, your righteousness, of this good news. Because somebody needs to know that he's coming again. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us and over every single thing that is concerning us. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you and may God keep you.
Yes, Lord.
The doors of the church are open. There may be one today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Your ears are open today. It may have not been open yesterday, but your ears are open today. And this is your desire of being born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If that's you, we would like for you to press one. Apostle Tom, Nick, and I are going to help you pray this simple prayer of salvation right now, because Jesus Christ is coming again. So while you still have time, get born again. Hallelujah. We'll learn more about it. Get born again. If you have any prayer petition, this is that time to bring it all over to Jesus right now in prayer. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love to love you. So right there where you are, no matter what city you live in, where you are right now, we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So we invite you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Will you press one?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Apostle, thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word that you brought on today. We thank God for his prophet and pastor. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, and use you mighty. We pray for fresh fall, fresh warmth, fresh strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless every person.
Thank you.
Mighty. We pray that God will fill you for hope of power that you may continue in his purpose. Amen. And we thank you, Father God, for it. In Jesus' name we pray. For God is glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes offering. If you have those, amen. You'll send it to, if you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor. And then Shantell. If you need another means to remove the tithes and offering to us, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Again, 346-243-0980. Amen. and we'll give you the way to send them to us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Heavenly, let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us. Your word said that you give seed
to the sower, God.
Your word said that you give the increase, oh God. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we give on today, let there be no lack in our giving, oh God. We pray that you increase, oh God, that there be give, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, these seeds make us a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering spiritual seeds to help
us
in houses of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we give to multiply generosity and faith. We give, oh God, as a cheerful giver, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor, the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we thank you for, Lord, as we see and we give, oh God. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for your love. We thank you, oh God, for your promises. So, yay and amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. Our announcements today, June 26, 2022. We here at the Gospel Club of Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Pastor Tawanika Manning, Minister Van Green. Hallelujah. We thank you, amen, for being with us on today. And we thank our Heavenly Father for making the way for us all to be here. Our announcements is as follows. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have intercessory prayer here on the church line. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. And on Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Amen. We're live back on at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays here at our church line, 4527-7921-3. We thank God for divine positioning. Amen. So that we can do what God has called for us to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the month of September, we are preparing for discipleship training. So look forward to that message going out to everyone to come and be a part of it. In July 16th, we have a play. We have our company, Good Comedy. We'll be presenting the play, What Goes On in the Pastor Study, Stays in the Pastor Study, Saturday, July 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Midtown Art Center. If you want to get your tickets, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Amen. And we want to wish any and everyone who is celebrating a birthday in the month of June. Hallelujah. Pastor Dorsey Manning celebrated his birthday June 8th. We have many family members and friends who celebrate their birthday. We want to wish you all a happy, happy birthday. As we wrap up this month of June, this is the last Sunday in the month of June. When we come back again next Sunday, we'll be in the month of July, God willing. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
So happy birthday. May God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, favor you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength be to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And happy anniversary to anyone out there that is celebrating your wedding anniversary. God honors marriage. He has ordained marriage between man and woman. Amen. So
amen.
May God continue to bless your union. We pray of a blessing, a favor, Lord, upon your marriage. Amen. That God will continue to bless you, that every need be met, and that you all will have a long, healthy, good life together. Amen. Filled with patience and love and respect for one another. God being the head. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that does include our announcements for today, June 26, 2020, here at the Gospel Public Ministries. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny?
Amen. I pray that everyone was able to get something out of that. These messages are archived, so if you did miss something, go back, www.blogtalkradio.com/ the preacher and the pastor, and, you know, just go to those episodes and listen to it again. Amen. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than Jesus Christ loves you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't
get there on that great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing it.